First week of OTAs, organized team activities. Style-wise, not much different than a regular season practice. Substance-wise, much different. No pads, and that means no rough stuff. You do have to be careful about drawing firm conclusions from such workouts, but Clay Matthews is spending a good deal of his OTA time at inside linebacker.
I think you saw both our team, our defense, how well we did in the second half of the season, you know, how well we improved in the run, pass, win column, everything down the board, as well as my personal statistics. So I think it's only going to help me out. It's definitely, you know, provides a good challenge that I'm up for.
You have to account for him, and the more places he can be, offensive guys, you know, they don't want to have to think so much when, you know, they have a lot on their plate. So when you have a guy like Clay, a high-caliber player, you know, moving him around, it just gives him something else to think about.
In other Who's Playing Where news, Sam Shields has flipped sides. Instead of lining up at right corner where he has been the starter, he's taken over for Tremon Williams on the left.
Main thing is just, you know, playing man. You know, that's all you got. You just got him, and, you know, Dom, that's what he like to do. So wherever they put me at, you know, I'm willing to do it and really work at it.
Of course, Mike McCarthy also shuffled the deck on his coaching staff, and those changes included the head man. No play calling for him, and more time to spend with the defense and special teams.
I think as long as you're around the players, coaching, that's where I want to be. I think the frustrations that every head coach goes through is when he's pulled away from the X and O's, he's pulled away from the field. The administrative responsibilities are a little too high. This has been a very fun year for me personally.
As for the play calling part, Aaron Rodgers does not envision much change with Tom Clements handling those duties, but the move does speak volumes about the head coach.
You have to have a small ego, and Mike has always been about the team, and this is, I think, something that's in the, you know, he thinks it's in the best interest of the offense and of the football team, and that's why he made the decision, and, you know, we'll just keep on moving forward and keep on trying to be a very dangerous offense.
One other thing. You know who's an interesting prospect? Kenard Backman, sixth-rounder out of Alabama, Birmingham, a tight end. He sure looks the part, had a couple nice catches today, but like we said at the top, it's way too early for any firm conclusions. Larry McCarron, Packers.com.